So I wake up in the morning many times hearing the same line from this hymn. To be saved to sin no more. Be saved to sin no more. And this morning, it happened. I wake up for something. I hear the words in my head, the singing of it. And I'm at the coffee pot making my morning coffee. And I think, we're not being saved to sin no more. It's not about sin. It's about becoming a son or daughter of God. How does that impact the thinking? So that's puritanical. The hymns are coming out of that time in our development. You know, comes out of the Protestant Reformation, which coming now to see that Martin Luther viewed the Jews and the Catholic Church on the same kind of spirit of doing things in the flesh, doing things in the church, doing things like the Jews trying to circumcise people was like the Catholic Church doing indulgences, you know, paying money to get out of purgatory or whatever. And it's not that. The Jews always understood, the scholars of people that study the Torah, that righteousness and sonship and being like God was always the point. When Moses went up, all the people were invited to go up on Mount Sinai for the wedding feast or wedding party, however you want to describe. God was marrying. This was a love thing. God married the people of Israel, Abraham's seed. We always can retreat back to, well, God is sovereign. God knows. God knew they couldn't do it. And Moses knew too. As the intercessor, as the priest, high priest of the people, as the one fighting for their existence many times, like when they sinned against God by building the golden calf, like he's fighting for their future because they violated already the marriage by prostitution, spiritual prostitution, right while Moses is up there getting the Torah, getting the words, getting the covenant words of the marriage. Be like you go to your wedding day and on your way to the service where you're going to actually make your vows publicly, you pull off and you have an affair with some prostitute on your way to the wedding chapel. God knew they would fail. But what did Moses do? He, as a human being, who met God at the burning bush and heard his voice, went into the presence. He went into the heavenly realm. He got the words. He got the vision. He got the sense. He was overwhelmed in the presence of God. He was drawn in to the beauty and the awesomeness of God, the power, the glory. He shone. He was so in the presence of God. He came down with a heavenly look, which is what happened when Jesus was transfigured. He pulled back his humanity and showed him his glory. That's what's for us. We're not being saved to sin no more. We're being saved to enter glory and to be with God forever. Sons and daughters who reign on the earth with him.